And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears all hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cocks up.
1, 2, 3. I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
All right, you hear me, Dougie?
Yeah.
All right,
can you boys hear me?
We can see you now. We couldn't see you before.
Yeah.
We can see you, man.
Is it coming through at the right time?
Can you see us, though?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wait, can you see this? Look at this. Got me fucking nails done, boys.
Lol. Oh, yeah?
Look at that.
Poofed up.
Daddy trying to ask blokes what minute they were born, huh?
Look at this too. Got the fucking trotters done as well.
Who would go down there?
Yeah. Manny, you got a bit of hoof polish on the bottoms, huh?
Manny and Petty.
Manny and Petty.
All right, boys. It's you know, we're in lockdown here. Or ISO, not lockdown.
Yeah.
ISO.
And now you've gone gay. Something went wrong during recording.
Oh, wait.
They say it's a time for reflection.
They're saying, wait up, one second here's coming up saying something went wrong during recording. Please have Cameron refresh the page to continue recording.
Oh, man.
Press refresh, dug in.
Oh, goodness gracious me.
Should we cut him out?
What do you mean?
With the podcast.
Well, I don't know. Is he going to...
It sounds like a pretty big decision.
Oh, I don't know. Relax.
You back, baby?
Yeah.
Are we back on?
You were gone for 1 second. They were talking about ditching you off the fucking podcast. For life, not just for this episode, forever, for all episodes.
It happens every week. If these cunts could do it without me, they would have been fucking doing it.
that is kind of true.
Sounds like a challenge.
They haven't got a choice, right?
We're tethered to this imbecile.
Speaking of that, welcome to the Mug Off, ladies and gentlemen. We got one special guest and one guest via Zoom. We got Dougie still back up in ISO in Queensland. And today, we have our first guest, and if we ever were to end the pod, I'd hope our last, the great Ray Badgerin. How are you,
man? Hey, guys. Yeah, good, thanks.
First official guest, not the first episode with a guest.
Oh, well, how will you know you have a last? Oh, you're just going to have a finale. Oh, that's great. Is this? Oh, this could be the finale, maybe. No.
Wait, what have you heard?
Well, you guys said, he said hopefully the last.
I said if we ever finished, we'd want you the last. Like,
if this ever wraps, we'd love to. I mean, I imagine you get the call up
first. We'll wrap it after this. Make your dreams come true. That's what I'm saying. Wrap it all up.
Oh, we lost Duggan again?
Oh, yeah, Duggan's good.
Man, he'll just come in and out. He'll be like the mailman.
I've been
like
wanting to say to
Jerry's
guys,
dad.
I actually reckon we should get him off this podcast. Oh, mate, here he is.
He's back. Now, Duggan, you wouldn't believe it. Badgerin threw you off the bus this time.
Nah, mate, no, I wouldn't do that.
He was like, oh, well, let's get rid of him.
I did hear that. Right, I come back in. I left the room for a second. I peeked my head back around the corner, and here he is running his mouth.
Can I suggest something? Is there any way for you to turn the video off and we can just hear you? Would that be better for the connection?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's off now. Can you just hear us fine?
Yeah.
Just do that.
Yeah. I can hear you.
Yeah, you're just going to keep dropping out, I think, with the video.
Yeah, how's that, Duggan?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah, I mean, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's way better. Though.
That's pretty good, man.
I can't wait to see the fucking retarded photo you boys put up in my place.
Oh, there's one we have in mind. It's going to be you in a maroon shirt, mate, of course.
How you been, Badger? It's been a hot minute, you know? You've been over in England ripping shit up.
I've been pretty good, I guess. I mean, I don't know. England was like sort of open for like the most of last year. So that was pretty good, I guess, in a relative, but you know, a bit shit that I obviously haven't been back to Australia for a while. So,
I mean,
it's been good. I've been gigging a bit, but you guys have been in lockdown, obviously, so that sucked. And then I'm in back here for like a month or so, and that's been pretty good.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, pretty earnest answer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know when it gets earnest, when not. Yeah, I suppose. I wasn't ready for that. Yeah,
It is then a bit of an actual catch up. Like, I haven't caught you much.
No, oh, yeah, okay.
It is nice seeing you.
But yeah, no. I got COVID-19, and
did you actually get it?
I had COVID-19.
Oh, really?
The world's
damn, that
most
kind of
deadliest and dangerous virus. Yeah, I have had it, and then so I had to delay my trip. But so I wish I was back here for a bit more, but to be a bit more earnest. But it's been good doing a few gigs, playing a bit of table tennis.
Oh, beautiful stuff. I heard you've been getting out to the odd movie here and there.
Oh, yeah, I went to see...
Well, what have you seen?
Did I tell you about... I don't know if I told you if you heard this from someone else, but I saw... I went and saw... Well, I got these Dine and Discover vouchers. Right?
Yep, yep.
So you were just showing us.
I'm dining and I'm discovering, right?
What have you discovered while you're dining?
Well, I discovered this the 4DX movies. Never been to one before. Have you been to
I've never done the 4DX.
It's the fucking best.
Have you been? God. It's fucking.
Where is it at?
Man, you think it's like an extension of 3D. You think 3D, I put the goggles on, there's fucking little holograms in front of me and shit. It's not in the same ballpark. You're moving around. The whole thing, they should have given a disclaimer before. They should have to give you, it's so crazy. There's water coming in your face. You're moving around like it's shaking. And The Matrix apparently is like the craziest movie for it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I got really stoned and I went and
It sounds about right.
I went and watched The Matrix 4DX with John Cruikshank and Nat DeVita and Charlotte. And it was such a shit movie, but we're so stoned. And like, so. Just in a classic me way, I laughed my ass off for about the first 15, 20 minutes. And then I just fell asleep like halfway through the movie.
The seat kicks you in the back in 40X.
It's like falling asleep on a roller coaster. Like it's like, it's like I was just moving around and I'm like asleep, like fast asleep. It was such a shit movie. It goes for 2.5 hours, but like.
But good in the 40X?
It's amazing. But, yeah, I'm actually quite – well, like the parts I saw were pretty good. Yeah, but I – like, yeah, the movie sucked. But, yeah, it's like the 40X. I can highly recommend 40X.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw Mortal Kombat and it was like the best – most fun I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. It turns like an average, like, superhero movie or some shit into like a fun time.
Sign me the fuck up.
The trashier the movie, the better, nearly.
Yeah, give me like Tenet or something.
For yes.
40X. Yeah.
That would be
– above my fucking IQ, that movie.
Oh, I don't think it is.
You reckon? I
think it's just made backwards, and then everyone's like, it's too smart for me.
Like, I did try, but I was just like, I don't know.
I just don't think it's worth figuring out.
Oh, it makes me feel better.
You know?
It's like fucking.
It's not, you know, it's not Old Boy.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
Yeah, take that, Nolan.
Have we lost Duggan now?
Is he I think so.
I think we might have lost the Doug man.
Back in isolation.
Yeah, take your painted toes, mate.
Have you done isolation? Like, I know you both haven't had COVID, but have you done to do like an isolation?
Nah.
I mean, only just like self-imposed ones because I thought I might have COVID and had like otherwise had engagements that I had planned otherwise.
Fair enough.
It's the only time I've ever actually, like, I've only done a soft ISO.
Because you were going a bit squirrely last time we were chatting to you.
Oh,
you were like, locked up for ages.
You were cooked.
Oh, yeah, I did a year. That was like, I went crazy. We did 3 lockdowns, and the third one, it just kept going for like all the winter there, and it just kept going. And I was like, oh, I should have come back home. And
No, because you can get weed and shit over there. So stay there. Can't you just get shit delivered to your door like that?
Oh, did I tell you about this little scam that I did? Talking about shit. I don't know if you guys did this with like lockdown, but like you join like different subscription services and stuff like that. Like different like
for TV shit or other
shit? Well, everything. Like we joined HelloFresh at one point. Like they gave us some description. Like, so like I know I spoke about it once. I made friends with my neighbours, but in our hallway, so I've got the neighbours that I like across from me and then my neighbours that like I hate, like in the thing. And like there's like some fucking family from New Zealand. Like they suck so much. Anyway,
why do they suck?
The dude's
whinging
like,
at you.
The dude's like my age, and like sometimes he comes there. Like they own a house in Manchester.
Just a bit.
And sometimes he comes there. Yeah, and he goes, "Oh man, I'll probably stay up all night, like playing video games and having a beer tonight."
A beer.
And so stuff like that. He's like playing video games and stuff, and he's just like, he made all he's made complaints about me before as well. So like when John Cruikshank stayed over, like we just obviously made too much noise and smoked too much weed and partied too much, and so I just got letters to the
Like a super or something?
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then that went back to my landlord, then that came back to me, yeah.
Jesus.
Oh,
what a rat.
Yeah, that's all right. Well,
fuck. That was a pretty funny email. I sent an email blaming like sort of John Cruikshank. The email said something like, I had a comedian stay over and these comedians are sort of blind. These wild comedians and it's rife in my industry and I'm sorry about this. And
yeah, I had no idea. Like I wasn't in the house.
Forward complaints to Redfern Electrical.
Yeah, so I sort of... I remember blaming him. But so, yeah, anyway, I've had my run-ins with this guy and I fucking don't like him.
Yeah.
And So anyway, we joined Hello. Like everyone joined like HelloFresh at one point. Someone got like this 50% off there.
Were you taking his fucking orders?
And if you refer it, you do this and that. And like we all finished like HelloFresh after a while, me and the neighbours. And me and my neighbour. No, he wasn't there for lockdown. He moved to Manchester with his family. He wasn't there for the whole lockdown.
Did the video game cunt.
And yeah, the guy I hate, the New Zealand guy. And then anyway, he – so we run out of vouchers for HelloFresh, so we all go to leave HelloFresh. We've all signed each other up. We've all done this. And I've just – with HelloFresh, you get this box. It says at the end, it says – oh, now that you're a member of HelloFresh for a while, how about you send someone a free box? So they get a full free box of food, like a week's worth of food. Like,
here we go.
Fucking pretty good, right? Pretty good. Like $100. Just, you know, like
you love a scam and I love
pretty
that.
Good, right? So like I'm like, but I've got no one to send it to because we've run out. We've done it to each other. So I'm like, oh, you know, maybe I'll just send it to the neighbours. I'll join the neighbours. They're not there. I'll send it to their house. So like,
and the badgerins are eating good for another week.
Yeah. So I joined this guy up to fucking HelloFresh, and so I joined him up to HelloFresh. Like make a whole like doesn't cost anything. So just make a whole new alias and everything, and then like and join him up. Send him the free box of food, and then. I'm like, it's when I finish that, it says, oh, now you've joined HelloFresh. Would you like a promotion to one of our sister companies? And one of them's like Beer 52, free case of beer. So, like, I joined him up to Beer 52. And I just started thinking, fuck, this is the best idea I've ever fucking had. Like, we're in lockdown, but like, if this works, I'm going to use this his apartment to sign up fucking another empty apartment in the building, right? And keep it going, you know? Live forever off this. And then maybe after a while, I'll reset and it'll just come back and refer me again, you know? And then
you just start up a new fucking email.
Well, no. I've done it. It works on like amount of email. It works on the algorithm. I don't know. Anyway, so I'm fucking pretty excited. I tell my neighbours that I like. I'm fucking so excited this is happening. Then so like on like the Monday, the case of beer turns up and I just can't believe this is fucking working. I'm like, this is so good. Like, this
beautiful.
And then like the fucking HelloFresh is meant to come on the Thursday. But on the Tuesday, the fucking the guy and his whole family moved back into the apartment, and I can't tell him what I've done because we fucking hate each other. Like he hates me and stuff.
Yeah,
like
you're too far down the line. Yeah.
And, sorry, man. So I signed you up too much.
So I tell my neighbours that I like, and they're like, one of them's like. Nick, the guy that I tried to do a podcast with, he was like...
Nick the podcaster?
Yeah, my co-host. He was like, man, we should stake out the building. And I was like, oh, that's actually not the worst idea in the world, you know. Like,
what, take shifts to get the delivery?
Well, I know it's coming from 8 to 11 on Thursday. Like, no, that's the delivery window. They've given me 11 a.m. So this is a three-hour window.
An hour and a half each.
It's not that bad. I'm like, man, we'll do it together. It's locked down. So, like, it's
sitting, nothing else going
sitting
on.
Out the front of the building. This is a little fun day, you know.
So in like, camo.
We'll sit out the front of the building. We'll
did you both get a coffee? I would have parked in a car.
We'll do it. It'll be fucking great. Grand mustaches. You know? Like, and he goes, all right, yeah. Let's do it and stuff. And then on the day, he was just like, no, I'm not doing it. So it's like, oh, fuck. So I'll do it on my own. So I went out there. But 3 hours is so long. So after about 40 minutes or so, I just came back inside. I was like, I can't believe I did that for that long.
The text of Patrick.
Like, I just started thinking about, like, oh, sometimes they're fucking way off with these delivery windows, you know. Like, I could be here for, like, 2 days or something, you know. And then, I could be there all day. So... I went back inside, but then, like, I saw the guy fucking get delivered and the guy came out and got the food. He took the HelloFresh.
Wow, he just took it.
Yeah, and never said anything. And it's like...
Is it on your card, though?
It's on... No card, but then it's got, like... So it's I choose the name Roy Bolton instead of Ray Van Redden.
Oh, I remember Roy Bolton.
Yeah, I know Roy Bolton.
But then I use my... iCloud email address, so it's like raybadron@icloud.com for you and a nine, and then it was said in the delivery instructions, if not at home, deliver to you in the 15. my apartment. So yeah, 100% you. So, but I think he must have just held on to it, just think like, fuck, it's a fake name. This guy's obviously, well, let's see if he comes back over and gets it, and I never went over.
Fucking hell.
Well, Duggan's back.
Hey, Dougie.
Duggan, you're back, man.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
I had a whole
had a whole fucking nightmare going on over here.
Oh, really? Your old man caught you in the toes.
Mate,
my computer decided it was a...
And he's gone.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we did not cut him out. Like, he just dropped out.
Right? It was such a cliffhanger. Like, I want to know what his computer thought it was, you know?
He's back again.
Yeah, man. What was it, mate?
Your computer
went into ISO, mate.
Yeah, I did it.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It was funny that we didn't say anything and just cut out, I reckon.
Yeah. It was better left to the imagination.
I mean, these hot MILF things kept coming up and I clicked on them and then it turns out it was a virus.
Oh, brother, been there.
Jerry, a nice fresh pair of tits will get me clicking.
ISO porno. Have you seen even porn updates so quick? If you go to a porn site, it's like just the suggested videos on the homepage will be like quarantine fuck or something like that. You know, it's like...
Yeah, it's all like it's
topical shit. Like they're topical stuff. Like, you know.
They're ready for like...
Well, it's farm to table pretty quick there, you know.
There's
not really many middlemen.
That's true. I think it's just like one guy just uploads it all, right? Like, you just send all your fucking gonzo porn to Kevin. They really went quick with the porn, huh? Like it went from productions. Because I'm a little old school. I like a production.
You like a bit of pageantry.
I like a storyline. I like it still. Like it just, it's two words. Porno, film.
Yes.
Porno and film. You know?
I get you.
So I still need to see the film part of it.
Ever tell one site? I mean, this is a bit embarrassing to admit this story, so I have to try. I have to try. I will, but I just need to think before I say words. But anyway, I'll just...
Duggan just keeps coming in and out, sorry.
I'm watching like a porno on my phone. I was on like some tour somewhere or something. I'm in some hotel room. And it gets down to like... I'm not like even paying attention now, so it's just going to like the next suggested video and I don't even know like why I'm sort of watching it. Like,
do you think you might have ADHD?
Yeah, maybe.
Easily. It's like you can't even jerk off.
Anyway, and then it's like one, and it's like, it's just like this amateur porno. It's like in this guy's bedroom, right? And this girl's sucking off this guy, but like the TV's and shit's on in the background.
Yes.
And on the TV, I'm like, it's Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
And like, on Conan, Daniel Sloss is on there doing stand-up. And I'm like, I'm watching the stand-up, you know? And I'm watching like, and I was like, fucking hell, that's crazy. Sloss is in the background here. Like, I gigged with Sloss when I started and stuff. And then so I sent it to like, I told Sloss, and I was like, man, I was watching this porno and like had the TV on in the background. It was Conan and you were doing a stand-up spot on there. And then you got invited to the couch and you walked over to the couch and you chatted to him on there. I watched the whole thing in the background of the porno. And he goes like, oh, I guess, can you send me this link? And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess so. So I went to my history to send it and I just saw the title of it and I was like, I don't think I can send. I don't think I can send it.
What was the title?
I can't even properly remember the title. But it was just like it was something that was like
just
just a bit wrong and abhorrent, like a bit rough and wrong and abhorrent. And it wasn't like it wasn't just. I just was like I don't want my name. It wasn't even that bad, but it was something like whore wife chuck and jokes on like this. And I was like, I didn't search that. I don't want someone to think I searched.
I clicked the thumbnail. I don't look at the title.
No. But like if that happened, then Sloss would have posted it. Then it would have been like, Ray looks up this, you know, or something like that, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I'm telling the story now, so kind of, but I'm getting it in there with an exclamation.
Exactly. Nice caveat. Yeah, we know where you're coming from.
I think I gave my explanation pretty believably, actually.
Flawless.
I love how you still, like, you jerk off to, like, they have to be a committed relationship. It's got to be, like, wife, like, even though she is.
That was the suggested videos. That was the moral of the story. Don't hold me to that. But, sure.
Your search hit, like, history. Like suggest.
Yeah,
I'm not looking up married couples having sex, though.
I think that's beautiful. It's like Love Actually.
Oh, really?
They've got to be in love before you can come.
Yeah. Aww. Oh, it's kind of like when my mate was like stealing these drinks from the supermarket, and it was like four cans for the price of three, and he stole four cans. I'm like, oh, it's good to see that you're like adhering to the fucking, you know, you're adhering to the special still, you know, you steal.
These specials are practically a steal. Is he back?
No, I don't think he's coming. We might have to call it.
Yeah. That's it. Like, you know, take a
was that 45?
No, oh, no, like no. Fucking.
Oh, I think we've still got like 20 minutes of work left to go.
I just remember saying about that, mate, that
stole the cans.
Yeah, I had a good day at I had like one of my favourite days. One of my favourite days of like 2021.
Mm-hmm.
When like we came out of lockdown in England and my friend got these tickets to go to Wimbledon tennis. And it was just like, I didn't really know what it is. It's like a tennis club. So it's like a tennis club. So it's like a, like there's like courts everywhere, you know, and you sort of go through the club and there's
like the members section or something.
No, it's like more like
it's like a homebush.
Homebush or something like that. There's courts everywhere. Shit. You know what I mean? So if you have like an all access pass, you can go to every single court and everything. They just have a ground.
How'd you get this?
We just had a grounds pass and they're quite cheap. And so you can just walk around and go to the outer courts.
Yeah.
And then the like inside courts like £200 or something like that. And so my mate got tickets and it was like the first event that was like
post COVID.
Anti-COVID,
yeah. Post-COVID, like sorry.
First anti-protest, like first protest I went, anti-vax sort of protest. It's the first one that was like post-COVID that had no restrictions. So it was like fully, if you were like vaccinated, fully no restrictions. So went there and we got these ground passes and went there and it was just so exciting. It was so fun to be out. We just drank so much. And you can bring booze in too, like...
What?
Yeah, you can bring booze in, glass booze, like a bottle. So, like, he worked out, like, the most booze we could bring in was, like, it's, like, sort of bottle of wine each or something. So we brought in a bottle of wine each, and we just had them so early. So pretty drunk, right? Going to these outdoor courts and that. And then, like, there's, like, rain delay. It starts to rain a bit, and it starts a rain delay. And then we're like, where do we go? And then, like, there's this American Express Gold Members bar. And I'm like... Oh, well, I reckon like my dad's got this bank card and like I've got the same name as him. So I just...
Because you're a junior.
I'm Ray Bradley junior. So maybe I'll just go pretend to be him now. And so like I go over and I'm like, I say that I'm like Ray Badrin. And I show them my ID and I'm like, I just forgot my card. And they're like, look it up. And they're like, oh, they look at me and they're like, do you have it?
Why are you whispering? They're not listening.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
It was gonna be scary in a second. You know, I was gonna get up to it. I was gonna, and then broadcast? She was like, "Where the fuck is it?"
I love it.
Yeah, you're right. Though I didn't realize I was doing it.
Go with the story, Jerry.
Sorry.
Yeah, you can't stop the instinct. You know.
Yeah.
That's like anyway. So. She goes, you got to get your card. So I ring my mum up and it's like pretty late in Australia. And I'm like, mum, can you take a photo of dad's card for me? She's like, what do you want? No. I'm like, no, trust me, I just need to sneak into the American Express bar here. Come on, I've been in lockdown for so long. I fucking deserve this. Come on, let me give it to
you. I deserve
this. And she's like, after a while, she took a photo and sent it to me. So I go over to the bar and I'm like, here you go. Here's my American Express card. And they look at it all, they're like, oh, okay, I guess I go in. And we go in, like everyone's in suits, and we're there, and we're just like drinking as much as we can and shit like this. And then I think it was for free. I can't remember. Maybe it was like some was for free and some wasn't. Jesus we were Christ. Pretty drunk. But then my mate goes into the bathroom and he comes out and he's like, man, we better get out of here soon. I'm like, all right. He's like, my bag's full of like Aesop hand washes. It's like, I'm like, man, why have you done that? He's like, man, these are like fucking 40 pound a fucking bottle.
Hell yeah,
$80 Australian or something, a bottle or something. Or something. And he's like, I'm like, fucking hell. He's just like, I'm like, oh, you know, we can't go anywhere, you know? So we just like leave this fucking American Express bar.
Fucking couple of country mouse going home. And like, bag full of soap.
You know, like, and like just these fucking grown men getting like fucking stealing shit from the bathrooms of the American Express bar in the thing. And then like also, my dad's the one that's going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Mr. Badger. I can't get my fucking parents in trouble at my age, you know? And then anyway. So we leave. But we got like the American Express, they give you like a radio thing and stuff like this and like a lanyard and stuff.
So you can listen to like the commentary.
Yeah, and you got like a lanyard with this American Express. So I don't know if this is what did this. Well, but like then after this, we just had so much confidence. So we're like, let's go into the fucking main court. Like, let's go into the main court. We'll get in there. And like, I'm like, we just thought we could do it. And we're like, we can do it. Like, we can just fucking do it. And the confidence we had. Well, it's, and so we get there and you've got to get into like the stadium first and then you've got to get into like the ground, into the seating. So we somehow get into the stadium. So I don't know if these American Express part, like lanyards and stuff helped us and stuff, but we get in. So that's the first ticket check where they're all like security and shit. We just get in, sneak in, both of us.
You meant fast.
And then
the
we're like, fuck, we got to get into the seats. We're like, we can't believe we got in. That was so easy. Now we got to get to the seats.
Is this when they're like, where are your seats, sir?
Yeah, there's people on every sort of window of like the stadium, like as you go around, as you go, like a window or entrance to like the seats as you go around, like the stadium. The center court. And so we try with this one person and they're like, nah. And then my mate's like, all right, I'll go one way around this circle. You go the other way.
You throw
and
soap in their eyes.
One of us is going to get in somewhere. And when we get in, we'll text the other one. And then after like three people, I just get in. Like I just get in. Like I say to this guy, man, come on, man, let me in. And he's like, yeah, man, I got you. I was like, man, he goes, man, do you have a ticket? I was like, man, I don't, but can you just let me in? He goes, yeah, man, I got you. I was like,
that's sick.
And I was like, oh.
That guy.
So I text my mate. I'm like, man, I'm in. It's like the third one round from where we left. I'm in. You know? And then like, I get in and he takes a while back and he's like, I'm in. And I'm like, where? And he's like, look across. And in the like players box where all the fans he's sitting there and he's got like sunglasses on and his head's not moving. Like his head's not moving at all. Like, he's just like sitting there like looking straight ahead. It was so funny. He was sitting next to like with Andy Murray's family. And like everyone kind of didn't know who he was, but everyone thought that he knew someone else. So they just sort of all like he was someone else. So he just sort of stayed there the whole time.
It was, ah, he must be with such a
Keep cool. Don't open the backpack. Keep cool.
That's what I mean. With a handful of stolen Aesop products to be in the most, you know.
Yeah. Don't commit two crimes, you know. You're pushing your luck here, you know. But they're doing it on TV as well.
They cut to that after every fucking point. Yeah, Andy Murray scores.
If he committed more crimes, then use the TV footage of where he was earlier. Like this is these is the crimes that led up to that, building up to that, yeah. But yeah, we got the shittest tickets. Like there's like fucking 10 ranks of tickets you can get. We got the lowest ones, the cheapest ones, and we just experienced everything in fucking Wimbledon. Like, and took home our tickets worth more in soap. More.
Beautiful.
More. It was worth a trip in soap. It was worth the soap. One of those things was worth. Money. One of those things was like two of my, paid for our tickets, you know?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's but expensive. No, I'm not condoning stealing the soaps. Actually, I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Oh, look, allegedly. They probably weren't even Aesop, you know, brand soaps. Probably not even real soap, to be honest.
I think it's like even more expensive there because it's Australian. So it's like
you got fucking unreal. Tax
and it's shit. Like crazy big in China.
Yeah, like heaps of shit gets like massive over there. Like
I think even just selling empty bottles is like can be quite lucrative.
I got a cafe near me, and like coffee culture, like fucking all the world's globalized. You know, it's all the same shit everywhere. You know, everyone likes the same food: pizza, sushi, fucking. Burkers, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, the burkers are better at Hungry Jack's.
And
did you say the burkers?
Yeah, whose joke was that?
I don't know.
Is that a
I want to say Towns.
No. It's like an old hack joke.
Yeah, it's Jimmy Poulos,
and then,
right?
No, and it's like I think a few of them used to do it in Queensland, and then like Greg Larson and like Sam Campbell and a few others used to do it as like their aristocrats joke, like in Queensland, like they do, like see as long as bigger setup as they could sort of do,
just to
and then go, yeah, the burgers are better at Hunter Jackson, walk off, like and makes not, and in a like context where it made no sense as well, and then Mike, the fucking if you Google, I might be getting into territory vision.
No, that's all right. We can cut it out.
He did it on the fucking Melbourne Gala like 2 years ago.
Just did it as an actual bit.
Yeah,
I think that happened to Cashman. With
I thought it was Hewitt.
Was that Hewitt, was it?
It was like Tim Hewitt and Taunton.
Yeah, they're making a shit joke and then...
They were doing a Peroni.
What was it?
I think they were like... It was like the deliberately the dumbest gag. I think Canva was doing it too, where it was like a gag about Corona, but they were like, oof. I hear Italy's got their own version, Peroni virus.
Yeah.
Like, this is the lamest. But then I think they were just doing it on stage as a gag, but then... I'm probably butchering the lore of this story.
No, it checks out. Did you hear about Greg? Greg's big break?
No.
Do you know that show, The Young Rock?
Yeah.
Greg's got a acting job playing the pedophile who molests The Rock.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's on The Tourist as well. Our boy Greg's getting a lot of great. He's fantastic in that.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah.
But he's going to play a pedo that molests The Rock. And then apparently that's what makes The Rock go, I'll never make any... Want to make me feel weak again? He just starts lifting weights.
Really, and that's why I'll put it in my contract that I can't lose a fight in a when I'm playing dress ups.
That's not real, is it?
That's real.
Did Cambo tell you that?
He did. It could be bullshit.
It's fucking bullshit. I can't believe he fell for that.
I can't believe that
it came on. Like, if I didn't stop that, then that would have, you know, like that would ever, because not everyone's going to watch The Young Rock. Not many people watch it. So
yeah.
No one would ever believe. No one would ever, like, yeah, we just would have got out there, you know? Like, so
I remember. Oh, man, he got me good. Fuck!
I heard, like, when we're in London, Cambo was with there just last month, after we got coronavirus and got out, there was a small period of time before we could fly to Australia still, but, like, we could do these gigs still. So there was this Christmas show that we did, and I just heard, like, Omicron was, like, spiking then, and, like, I don't know if this happened here, but, like when September 11 happened or whatever and stuff like that, people started, like, would whisper around, like, lockdown, like, oh, I hear we're going into lockdown on this date and stuff like that. I hear we're going into lockdown. I don't know that happened. But I just heard, like, someone say, oh, yeah, here we're going into a lockdown on December 27th. And, like, so I just started running with this. And I, like, told so many people. And, like, they took it for, like, gospel. But, like, I was on stage telling people. Like, I'm like, we're going into lockdown on December 27th. Like, I've heard it, like, from
my... I know, a guy in the health department.
So, yeah, like, love to do the show. We're going into a lockdown on December 27th. And then... I remember, like, getting a sandwich with Sam from somewhere, and he's just, like, talking to the guy. Getting the sandwich. No, he's talking to the guy getting a sandwich. He goes, oh, how you been? And the guy's, like, quiet. Yeah. And he goes, oh, do you reckon we'll go? Sam goes, oh, do you reckon we'll go and do another lockdown? He's like, oh, I don't know. And Sam's like, 27th, are you? The guy's like, 27th? Yeah, would have surprised me, actually. And then he even put his head in the kitchen. He's like, oh, this guy's here and telling me the 27th. And I'm just like watching a secret spread, like a lie just spread, like a bit of gossip, you know?
Oh, man, I can't believe he got me with that. Because
well, the only reason is because he got me. He said that to me, and I was like, that's fucking clearly not true. And he was like, nah, it's not. But I sort of did believe it as well at the same time, but he told me that exact same story. So I was like, when you were telling me, I was like, no, she told me that wasn't. I was like, yeah.
Because I'm privy to another scam he's got going now, which is an absolute lie. But I can't talk about it yet because it's got to go down before we can bring it up.
Yeah, sure.
But I was like, yeah, who would believe that? And then little did I know.
Yeah,
he's got me with another one.
Could have got me easily with that one too. Yeah.
Like, I was like, yeah, it makes sense. You know, he was in The Tourist and now he's playing a pedophile.
I mean, like, if you think of it.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
Like, the pedophile, the Rock gets, like, molested and he goes, I'm not going to get strong so no one can ever attack me again.
That's
the end of The Young Rock.
The cunt puts in his contract, like, I can't lose a fight on screen.
So yeah, but, like just a thing.
It's just an absurd storyline. Like, you know, like, I mean, yeah.
Look, he's laying it on thick with, and that's when I decided to get big. That's what he was.
That's a Cambo.
He's got me there. But then I was just thinking about it. It's like they're not going to fucking, in a pandemic, get Greg across to America to shoot one scene as a pedophile.
Well, you could easily sell me on like, oh, no, they're shooting like the last season here. Because it's like it's supposed to be, they shoot it in like New Caledonia.
You're like such a dumb cunt. Motherfucker. Yeah. Oh, you got me. Fair play to you, Cambo. You got me.
Yeah. Even the best can get got, you know?
Yeah. And also the worst.
Mm.
The worst can also get caught.
Oh.
You got any other big plans before you fly back to mighty England?
No, yeah. I mean, I've got a comedy store with you tomorrow night.
And oh, then, yeah. This will come out after that, and we killed, baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if you like it, if you like listening to this, please come along to that show. And then, no, that's the bit. I'll probably play a bit of table tennis tomorrow, hopefully. Have a few drinks tomorrow night. I've got some appearances and shit. Go. I want to come back in April. I'm trying to get like a 5-year visa
in London.
UK.
Yeah, UK.
Oh, yeah.
And then so then I can like travel back and
forth. Should we set up a GoFundMe?
And then I get.
let's get back to that 5-year visa.
Can we talk about that TV thing you were telling me about or not?
What thing was that?
That thing where they had you on standby.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking beautiful.
Oh, but it's like, I don't want to talk about, like...
All right, we don't have to.
Oh, no, you can. It's not bad. Like, now, that's what... I swear, yeah. Yeah, you can talk about that.
Yeah, it's not really my story, but, yeah, you were telling me you had, was it 8 out of 10 cats or the...
I had a dream. I had a dream.
Dream gig.
You had a no-show job.
Like, yeah, just stand in for panel show, but I never got
in case up. Anyone got COVID.
Yeah, and so I just got paid each week
to not show up.
Yeah, and I went for 8 weeks. And I was pretty sick, and like so that was it was pretty good money. And like I was like thinking, oh, I had to go into the studio and shit, and like
yeah,
sit back you didn't even have to.
And they're like, no, you don't have to come in. And I was like, all right. So I was like, maybe I just need to sit at home before like get ready and like.
You just have to be like an hour away, right?
No, they're like pretty much. Oh, we'll pretty much tell you a few days beforehand. Like we pretty much know and stuff like that. You know, we don't. Like, they don't usually find out on the day or an hour beforehand. I mean, unless someone like fucking injured himself on the way to.
Yeah,
like,
slipped in a banana peel.
Fucking make up to like the set, but like Yeah, so pretty damn dream gig. The part I was born to play, as people would say.
Yeah, that's
standby just... for and yeah. So that was obviously very funny. That was very financially helpful. I went to France.
thank you, Noel Fielding.
Eric Hutton always says that the best comedy can ever go is you show up. He's cancelled. You're paid anyway. But you didn't even have to fucking show up.
No.
You're a step above the best it can go. Mean,
you were like, people put their nose up to like online gigs and shit like that in the lockdown. But like in London, and like obviously this shit. But fucking heaps of gigs are shit, you know?
True.
And then like, so, and the lockdown in London was so long. So this scene sort of, and I think in America too, but like in the scene sort of developed like online a little bit, and like it was like, and as you guys would know, podcasting and stuff like that, and during the pandemic it was pretty hot, like, and people would like to get a lot of people on there. So these things were pretty profitable and they paid pretty well.
Mm.
Anyway, so like you just do a couple of these and you do one and you're like, they're fucking shit. And then you do one, you're like, for someone, like, you know. And it'd be like if you guys were running a gig or something like that, and then you'd be like, all right, yeah, I'll do it or something. And then, like, it's so easy and it might not be stand-up and it's so much fun. You shut the laptop when you're finished and you're at home and you're paid the same amount. You're like, oh, actually, I don't know. This might be
better.
Yeah, it is. And absolutely. Then you're like, but then when, like, there was this period, so, like, of time when, so when Sydney went into lockdown. So then the best gig though is like the corporate, the online corporate, because you get paid like
good money.
Still like a corporate money. And those gigs are gonna be the shittest gigs in the world anyway. They're gonna be horrible anyway. Like always gonna be horrible. Like the best they could be is a 5 out of 10 or something. And then I mean if you like that whatever. But then but so now you can just do it on your laptop. 15 minutes. You don't have to turn up fucking
in
time
a suit.
You don't have to turn up like hours, but you don't have to drive. You don't have to, like, it's like fucking 10 minutes before, like, perfect. Write down your set, you turn up, you do it, show your laptop. And then when the lockdown happened in Sydney, I got like a corporate for like quite a bit of money via Zoom. And I was like, oh, all right. So, like, I did it, and it was like at 7:30 in the morning. So, like, I was waking up at like 7:30 in the morning and I did this corporate and I reckon it's the easiest money I ever made in comedy to date. Like I shut it again, like I opened up the laptop, did it, and then shut it, like laid back in bed and I was like...
That's my day.
I feel like I just scammed someone, but yeah. So yeah, there was
because you're a bit of an early riser anyway.
Yeah, I wake up pretty early.
Fucking earth, you do. Like I've copped an early morning red badge. Up at fucking Sparrow's fart, this cunt.
I actually have a bit of a disease, I think. But I think I don't know if I have a disease or if everyone else has clinical depression, as I like to think about it. You know, a bit they're all board. In there. They're sleeping in past 8 o'clock with their depression.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's everything. That's my life story. That's my life story up to date. Beautiful. You know?
Should we close the laptop on this app?
Oh, close the laptop. I get it.
Fucking.
What have you been up to, Yazzie boy?
Fuck all, man. Just been working like a dog, man. Just been working it like a dog. Just taking it full time. Other than that, fuck all, eh?
That's have to check for you.
Like any New Year's resolutions, brother? Is this the first podcast that's a new year or not?
No, we did one with Cashman. And oh, we did a Patreon with Fletcher Lowe, friend of the show.
Yeah, sorry, I just got to see if we've got any reviews.
Oh, yeah, we got to check some reviews. Badrin, you haven't got anything to plug, eh?
No, I'll be back here in April, so I suppose I'll be doing the Sydney Comedy Festival, so come along to that when I'm back. Okay. And
I'll be there, man.
Yeah, and if you're in London, I host a gig at the Moth Club every Thursday.
Yeah, Frankie, get down to London, mate, and go see good friend of the show, Ray Badrin.
Yeah.
We've got this Welsh fan that's like an absolute madman.
I do some gigs in Wales sometimes for this guy, Henry Whittacombe.
All right. Well, fuck.
He runs a little company, and I do that. I've done.
He runs a little company.
He does. It's called Little Wonder. and then yeah, I do Macfest, Machiavelli, I think it's like Machiavelli, the town or something. Aberystwyth Comedy Festival. This is just for Frankie. And
he'll fucking love it.
I'll be in Cardiff sometime soon, I reckon too. But yeah, all right. So hopefully see you there, Frankie. Yeah.
So we got a review from Lonnie Lorenzo. 5 stars.
Lonnie Lorenzo.
Lonnie, what's the first name?
Lonnie Lorenzo.
Lonnie Lorenzo.
Yeah. Long time lurking lady listener.
Ooh. Oh,
Lonnie the long.
Yeah, it's
Lonnie, yeah.
Lonnie Lorenzo is a long time lurking lady listener.
It's a lot of L's in that copy.
They're used to using them L's, aren't they?
Yeah, this cunt's fucking.
They don't stop, you know?
Fucking used to reading out limericks, Irish cunt.
No, they don't even know that it's fucking any different now. They see Lonnie Lavelle all the time. What's Lonnie Lomongo? What's her name? Sorry.
Lonnie Lorenzo.
Lonnie Lorenzo. You know, some names just sound like they're from the 80s or something. You know what I mean? That can't even be possible.
Yeah, I got stung in a Coke deal by Lonnie Lorenzo back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Sold me nothing but fucking talcum powder.
Yeah. Undone.
Are you wearing Lonnie Lorenzo?
Oh, what's that new? Is that the new season of Lonnie Lorenzo?
Yeah, especially this is spring summer Lonnie Lorenzo 19.
It sounds like,
from the fall capsule.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to stage Lonnie Lorenzo.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's role of Karen will be played by Lonnie Lorenzo. Oh, I like her. She's great. Yeah. I saw her in Cats.
Oh, she was great. So this is a review.
Sorry.
No, I don't know. I love it.
Just chewing up time.
She brought it on herself by the lot of L's at the beginning. Or he brought it on. I don't actually know who that
is. It's a lady listener. Yeah,
it was a lady listener. Yeah. Long time lady listener.
Lost you in the L's, mate.
Long time lady listener. Yeah.
It's hey fellas, I'm one of your female listeners. I've been listening since the beginning, but never knew what to write in a review. I love the show, and guess that's it. Anyway, keep the episodes coming, especially when you get some funny gals on to mix it up a bit. There's always a good vibe when you get a woman on.
Yep.
The mental health stuff you do is really great too. Good job, boys. Love, Yaz.
Yaz.
She loves Yaz.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I wrote that. I'm actually Lonnie Lorenzo. And I fucked up the ending there. I was trying to get us together over the Christmas break.
Well, thank you for that, Lonnie. Or Yaz. If you read.
I think I have a feeling I know who that Lonnie is, and they're a very lovely person.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think we've got two tickets left to the live show. Two people couldn't make it.
When is the live show?
Like fucking a week after you leave.
Oh,
yeah. We're going to have.
We're still doing it, man. We're Hillsong, baby.
Maybe we get you to film something for it.
Yeah, I feel so. You're going to do one in Sydney Comedy Festival too?
Or? Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, we'll look into that.
This one's been cancelled 3 times, so we just want to get it fucking in the can before we book in another one.
But I think we'll be doing a few festivals this year. We might pop down. And,
yeah, there's talk of a show in Melbourne.
Getting down to Melbourne for this year's festival. I'd love to do that.
Yeah, sick. Well, we got a time, but we just can't announce it yet.
Yeah.
Well, like just a one-off towards the end?
Just a one-off towards the end. Will you be here?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
April.
Maybe, yeah.
April. April.
Well, Badger, it's been an absolute pleasure having you, as always.
Thanks for having me.
Fucking love you, cunt.
We love you, man. We absolutely love you.
Thank you for having me on here. Thanks very much. Yeah, love you guys.
Follow Ray Badger on Instagram. He's got a good Instagram now.
Well, how many followers are you up to now?
Oh, I'd say last count, 827 maybe.
I want that to get to 1,000 by next week, guys. Yeah. Go follow Ray
Planning
Badger.
Planning a lot of big things for when I hit the 4 digits. A lot of big stuff happening there. A lot of big stuff happening for the followers.
If you guys don't follow Badger, it's a big deal when he gets to like a big number. He'll feature that follower for the day.
Well, the 1,000th follower is up for a big surprise. That's just that much. Yes.
Do you reckon they'll make the grid?
A lot of people would reward the early followers. Not me. The more you are, the better you are. I don't want them old hacks, following me anymore.
They're just getting ready to forget me.
I want new, fresh followers.
They don't know I'm a scumbag yet.
Fresh meat.
I love it.
Follow that. It's a good follow. You know, raise a sick cunt and very funny. You'll have a good time. If you like our shit, we got a great Facebook group, the Mug Off on Facebook, Instagram Mug Off 69, and follow us on Patreon where we'll be putting out bonus episodes every week starting February. Some of us probably where we do our best work, I would say.
Some would say.
Come down for that. Sign up. It's only $5.
What about this? Just throwing this out there. London show. I'll tee it up. You know, it's got to be on the cards for the future.
I think we could sell it out.
I mean, I don't know.
If it's like a 50-seater or something.
Oh, yeah, 50-seater for sure. Yeah. I'd love to.
Yeah. Let's do that.
We can do it. We'll just get fucking... Okay, well, we're promoting that too for a future date.
Promoted. Well, Frankie and at least 13 of his mates will come down on a mini bus for sure.
Yeah. We got a football club. It's an indoor soccer team named after us.
Mug Off FC.
And they're doing pretty good in Div 4 in Wales.
They're in Div 4. Looking to get promoted to Div 3.
Yeah. That's not too bad. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Scrappy team. I like them.
Yeah, a lot of fights.
Working class. A few eye gouges, that kind of stuff.
I think that would have gone all the way if Frankie hadn't gone over in his ankle.
Yeah.
Have you guys done anything for the team, you know?
No.
Send them the logo for the shirt.
Oh, we did. Did we do that?
Yeah.
Yep.
But we'll be looking into lucrative sponsorship.
Where are they playing? We should plug them. Like, you know, go down, check out the Mug Off FC.
We got to fucking expand the listenership in Wales a bit more. I know Frankie's doing all the good. Like,
oh, what? This is in Wales, this team?
Yeah dude. He's in... Yeah, man. Every other team's called like Abadoskos.
Next time I go to Wales, I'll have to go to see the Mug Off FC. Then,
Let us know.
Yeah, please.
We'll plug your dates.
Like, I was can we send you down there to do
like some sports commentary? Like, Badger can just call 2 weeks worth of games.
Raving reporter. Yeah.
Follow the team. Get on the bus with them. I'm sure they'd love to have you.
Yeah, I'll go to the change room. I'll be boys halftime. I've got a little something that's going to lift you up. You know, a little personalized message from you guys. You know,
sounds like they don't mind a bit of the Diego Maradona, these blokes.
Yeah, I don't know if they keep up with you, Badger. You're a fucking weapon.
Yeah, unless you're smoking from a Gatorade bottle. Then you're the opposite of a weapon. That's your Achilles heel.
Yeah.
Bug gets him.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. A bit eyes a bit bigger than my stomach, I think.
He's got tiny little lungs on this bloke.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. We'll be back. See ya.
The ones that hate me the most look just like me. You tell me what that means. Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like DMXing. These boys pussy and they PMSing. People in the city see the movement occurring and say, my God, I wanna be in that scene. Damn right you wanna be in this scene. She had the video trying to be in this scene. Used to fantasize about being this scene. Bluegrass girl, but she got big dreams. Can't touch me, I got instincts. Locked in the house, but I'm plotting things. I brought a gang to the party with me. Five white boys, but they not in sync. Fuck what y'all think. Fuck everything that you say about me. My dogs like to play Madden in 2K, but one thing they don't do is play about me. My homeboy Tyler, he playing South Beach. He told me this summer he gon' fix my jumper. I told Boy Wonder that we might got a thumper. I been tryna pop, now I'm on like Shumpert. Now they on my bumper. Green room chock full of all my comforts. Hotel room like heaven on earth. Got angels in my bed with some all white covers. Ace Pro Nemo, Lucci and Kiso, Sloop Clay Tufo. And I got a few more I call my brothers. I got a lot of flows and they all like butter. Ooh, you know what that means. I came home nice, but I'm going back mean. I'm about to globetrot when they know a vaccine. Motherfuckers act lost, but they know exactly what's going on. Made a mill and I don't know what to blow it on. I tell a critic, shut up like my show is on. Give a t-shirt to a set, throw it on.
This is the mug off, baby.